This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 19th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Gary Gensler has been sworn in as the chairman of the SEC. The World Health Organization warns of a global surge in COVID cases and deaths, with the world approaching the highest rate of infection. Brazil and India are particularly affected, ABC News reports. Robinhood LLC was hit with an order from the SEC that found that from 2015 through September 2018, Robinhood made material misrepresentations and omissions relating to its revenue sources, specifically its receipt of payment from certain principal trading firms for routing Robinhood customer orders to them, and relating to certain statements about the execution quality Robinhood achieved for its customer order. The commission also found that Robinhood's customers received inferior execution prices to what they would have received from Robinhood's competitors, caused in large part by the high payments for the order flow resulting in Robinhood's failure to satisfy its duty of best execution. Robinhood was fined $65 million, which went into a newly created fair fund so the fine can be distributed to harmed customers. The charges were originally brought in December of 2020. Amazon Web Services, AWS, is holding a financial services symposium on May 4th, 2021. The virtual free conference is, quote, designed for executives and professionals in the financial services industry seeking new strategies to drive business transformation. That's a press release from AWS. The World Federation of Exchanges is holding its 37th Clearing and Derivatives Forum this week. It's a virtual event. FlexTrade has a timely entry on their Flex Advantage blog by Ivy Schmerken titled Converting Capital Markets to Cloud. The CME Group is holding a webinar on Tuesday, April 27th at 10 a.m. Central Time titled Bitcoin for Institutions, the New Normal. The webinar will explore the factors driving institutional interest and participation in Bitcoin. Speakers will include Christine Sadler, head of sales and marketing for Fidelity Digital Assets, Tim McCourt, managing director and global head of equity products and alternative investments, Michael Soenschein, CEO of Grayscale Investments, and Michael Morrow, CEO of Genesis. Journalist Aaron Arvaland has a great commentary in Vanity Fair titled, 20 Years After I First Questioned Bernie Madoff's Success, The Great Villain of the Financial Crisis is Dead. The Block announced via a blog post by The Block CEO Michael McCaffrey the successful close of a management buyout to form the only employee-owned firm in crypto research, news, and information services. Canton partner Lance Zinman has been named to the American Lawyers 2021 Midwest Trailblazers list, recognizing him as an agent of change in the financial services industry. DRW is looking for a compliance officer in their Chicago office to assist in the oversight of all North American-based compliance, including surveillance, monitoring, developing and enforcing compliance policy and procedures, and providing compliance education and counsel to internal futures trading businesses. Curve Global CEO Andy Ross has a big grin on his bearded face these days, as they just had their best quarter ever, and they announced BNP Paribas is now live for their house stir traders. Also, their fee-free trading period continues until the end of September. HSBC is letting U.S. interns pick between in-person and virtual work schedules for its 10-week summer program. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Remember, the next $17,300 in donations will be matched dollar for dollar by Trading Technologies. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Today we have the first of a two-part interview with Tom Asher, Executive Chairman of Quantitative Brokers for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Later this week we will release videos of bond trader Jim Marzano and former CME CIO Jim Krause for the History of Financial Futures and the Path to Electronic Trading series, respectively. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. As mentioned earlier, we have the Tom Asher Open Outcry Traders History Project. Tom Asher was interviewed by John Lothian News over Zoom for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Asher traded at the Chicago Board Options Exchange, and after getting into exchange politics, he rose to vice chairman of the CBO board. He later served as the CEO of Nasdaq Life and had a long run as the chief strategy officer of the International Securities Exchange. Today, he is the executive chairman of Quantitative Brokers, which is majority owned by Deutsche Börse. You can view this video on johnlothiannews.com. The second video that we have is the spread. Option traders make gargantuan VIX options bet. FINRA gently reminds members to exercise reasonable diligence. This week on the spread, traders make a $40 million bet on VIX options. FINRA reminds its members to vet options trading accounts appropriately. MIAX announces a new partnership and more. To view this video, you can see it on johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance 2021. Register at www.fia.org. We have a press release from STA, episode 9 of STA Trading Views. The Exchange with a View features Ronan Ryan, President and co-founder of IEX, and John Ramsey, Chief Policy Officer of IEX. Our conversation includes the ability for exchanges to compete in today's regime, what Gary Gensler means for SEC's priorities, and the backstory of IEX's popular podcast, Boxes and Lines. My comment, this is the podcast to listen to. Here is a story from Harvard Business School. The high cost of slow COVID vaccine rollout. Aggressive investment in COVID-19 vaccine production earlier on could have saved lives and prevented $700 billion in global economic losses, says research by Scott Duke Commoners and colleagues. My comment, the faster the better, the faster the more money we save. Here's a story from the New York Times. There's a name for the blah you're feeling. It's called languishing. It's the neglected middle child of mental health and can dull your motivation and focus. It may be the dominant emotion of 2021. At first, I didn't recognize the symptoms that we all had in common. Friends mentioned that they were having trouble concentrating. Colleagues reported that even with vaccines on the horizon, they weren't excited about 2021. A family member was staying up late to watch National Treasure, again, even though she knows the movie by heart. And instead of bouncing out of bed at 6 a.m., I was lying there till 7, playing words with friends. It wasn't burnout. We still had energy. It wasn't depression. We didn't feel hopeless. We just felt somewhat joyless and aimless. It turns out there's a name for that, languishing. My comment, I can relate. It is difficult to have goals when your horizon is hazy. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. The top read story on Friday was from CNBC. There's a new single New Jersey deli doing $35,000 in sales valued at $100 million in the stock market. The second most widely read story was a profile of Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, by the Wall Street Journal. This vegan billionaire disrupted the crypto markets. Stocks may be next. The third was from Bloomberg. Dramatic round of regulation seen coming for cryptocurrencies. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.